This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. As schools partly reopen this fall, teachers are resuming a commute that can take them hundreds of miles each week. It can also take them across the epidemiological map. This morning, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced that the city will slow its reopening of schools because of the increase in coronavirus cases. But that does not lessen the risk that educators or staff who work in Boston or other high-risk communities can spread the virus elsewhere. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us to talk about the teacher commutes. Hi, Max.
Hi, Lisa.
Max, as schools reopen in person, how many teachers are coming into work from high-risk areas?
It's a considerable number, Lisa. We got this look into the hometowns of teachers in three public school districts, in Haverhill, Lexington, and Newton. And the first thing you notice is that teachers often don't live where they teach. Only about 1 in 8 teachers in Lexington live in Lexington, about a quarter in Newton, and then about half in Haverhill, which is a more affordable place to live. And then right away, Lisa, you see how complex this problem is. None of these districts is yet teaching 100% in person. They're all doing at least some form of hybrid learning. But they're drawing on some share of 730 teachers from towns and cities that are labeled as high risk of COVID transmission into schools. That number includes 440 teachers from Boston alone.
So if you slow down the reopening in Boston public schools, which is what's happening, does that mean that you avoid a risk associated with Boston residents?
No, it doesn't. I mean, for instance, Newton Public Schools employs hundreds of teachers who live in Boston. Many are in neighboring Brighton, but then there are dozens living in neighborhoods with higher levels of risk, Dorchester, Roslindale, Hyde Park. And then you do have to think about a certain amount of strain on the teachers themselves. For instance, up in Haverhill, they have 40 teachers coming in from Lawrence and Methuen, which were both labeled as high risk some weeks ago when Haverhill itself was doing comparatively better. Back then, those teachers were concerned about bringing the virus into the schools. Now, Haverhill is high risk with the state's 6th highest rate of new cases per day. And almost all of its teachers are still being asked to report to work in person. And that prompts other concerns. I spoke to Christine Hickey, a veteran phys ed teacher in the district.
My son is an asthmatic. I have underlying health conditions. So if I get anything, it could take me a very long time to recover. So it's terrifying.
Like many of us, Hickey said she's working hard to stay safe. She washes her hands a lot, changes clothes when she gets home, and confines herself to her car or her gym when she's at work. Though it's hard to teach PE in a mask.
I can imagine. It's hard to do a lot in a mask. State officials have been pushing for school districts to reopen in person when the districts are labeled as low risk. Is there a logic to that?
Yeah, I think public health experts would say that there is. Jeff Riley, the state's education commissioner, has said that the district's own risk rating, low risk, high risk, should shape its plans for school reopening. He called it the North Star for their decision making. And there's some sense to that. Public health experts point out just how much this virus tends to spread in clusters. So they say small cohorts of commuting teachers from a high-risk area are actually less dangerous than any one college campus or even a single secret high school house party. But then again, even if there's low risk on a given day or in a given community, this system is far from foolproof, they say. Here's Eleanor Murray, who's an epidemiologist and professor at the BU School of Public Health.
It's happening, you know, district by district around the country and week after week. And eventually, at some point, just probabilistically, you'll see some transmission.
Lisa, I think it's worth noting that Murray says this is not a reason for school systems to lock out employees from high-risk areas. She says that wouldn't work anyway. But it is a reason to proceed with caution and a reminder to try to limit travel and contact during this latest uptick.
Thanks very much, WBUR's Max Larkin. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.